Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show.
Hey. For John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Good morning, good morning to all of my listening audience from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Guys, I am your host this morning, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas, with a good show, I guess, today. I want to talk about the body and how important our health is, guys. You'll be surprised how many people are busted and disgusted. They're overweight, they're obesity. I mean, they got health problems, high blood pressure, they got diabetes, they got all kind of issues going on with their body. And so, guys, I want to talk about that body today. Amen. Telling you that our body is really a temple of the Most High God. So today's temperature, guys, I look at the forecast today, right? And guys, it says it's already 98 degrees. Huh? Oh my goodness. And it's only 6 a.m. this morning in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. It said mostly sunny today. So there is no what? No rain in the forecast. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm just going to tell y'all to take care of them bodies. Speaking of bodies, the Bible talks about, guys, that the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, okay? And so 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20 from the King James Version. It talks about our bodies. It said, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. Okay. So your body is a temple, and you must keep that body holy unto the Most High God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Found in assertion pertains to, I guess, sexual immorality, you know, but I want to talk about health, okay? That's what I want to talk about, okay? Many of you know that I am a two-time breast cancer survivor, okay? I was diagnosed in 2011, which upgraded to a stage 4 cancer in 2013, okay? And guys, I tell you, this body, I had to go through radiation, I had to go through chemo, and then I was told by my doctor I would be on chemo pills the rest of my life, okay, y'all, in order to live. I couldn't live without these chemo pills. I got the bill, and she said, there's going to be a period in my health that my body is going to be immune to them, and then they would no longer work for me, and I would be gone. I would be deceased. That's what was told to me. And then my doctor asked me, was I afraid to die? I'll never forget that day, the words flowing from her lips as though they was coming out slow motion, honey. She crossed her legs and asked me a question. Teresa, are you afraid to die? And tell me why. I told her I wasn't afraid to die because I know a man named Jesus Christ, Yeshua. He's a healer. And I've seen God do healing miracles in my meetings that I've had. I've seen it for myself. And so the same God healed these people, more than able to heal me if it's his will. And so once I found out the will of the Father for my life, I lined my mind and my thinking up with the will of God. I didn't go and allow, you know, what I saw in the natural, what was attached to my body or what was attacking my body, caused me to focus on reality. I had to trust God in the supernatural to bring my healing to the natural. Does that make sense? And so I know who I am in God. I have a relationship with him. Amen? Amen. I have a relationship with him. I can see if I don't know him for myself and I'm just going off of what somebody else say in their belief. But no, I know him for myself. And it's very important to know God for yourself. And stop allowing people to try to force feed you who God is. Or maybe spoon feed you of who God is. But you got to have that relationship with him and know him for yourself. Because God is looking for someone who can trust him when they can't trace him. God is looking for someone who will believe his word and take his word as final authority and know that God's word is powerful. Amen? Amen. You have to know that for yourself. You got to know that God's word is powerful. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. His word is powerful, beloved. And a lot of people don't believe that today. They don't believe that. Amen? They do not believe that. See, one thing I've learned about the Most High God word in my life, that it shaped my future. Hello, somebody. His word shaped my future. And I took his word as final authority because it provided the healing that I needed to take place in my body. Amen? Glory be to God. Because why? I applied God's word through the Holy Ghost to my life. I read his word. I memorized his word. I meditate on his word. I spoke his word. Come on, somebody. Amen. Glory be to God. It's when you know who you are in that relationship that you have. Because the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So I had to have faith every day that I was going through the chemo. I had to have faith every day that I was going through the radiation. Come on, somebody. Every time I set my hips in that chair to receive chemotherapy, I had to have faith. Every time I walked in there to lay up on that table to get radiation, I had to have faith. And get this, God sent me a beautiful nurse, honey. She was singing spiritual songs in my ear while she was zapping me with that radiation machine. And she was just singing in my ear because she was on a praise and worship team at Pastor Jeff Wickwire Church here in Fort Worth. Okay? And so she was singing in my ears. She didn't know me. She didn't know I was a minister or anything. She just was singing in my ears. And I was loving every bit of it. I loved it so much I jumped off that table and I started dancing, doing a holy dance, and she started dancing with me. Then another nurse, she came in the room. She said, ooh, this is a party I want to be in. And she started dancing. We were dancing. They were trying to figure me out. How in the world this cancer is eating this woman's body up, and she still yet praise God in the midst of her trials and tribulation. Y'all better talk to me today. I'm happy today, y'all. I am so happy because I know the power of God. Oh, God. Hey, God, I'm about to preach right there. I know the power of God. I don't need nobody telling me who God is because I know who God is. Glory be to God. Glory. And you have to get it in your mind, beloved, to know who the Most High God is. Amen. You got to know him for yourself. Amen. Amen. And you got to make a decision that you're not going to turn God loose until he bless you. Amen. Amen. And I want you guys to get my books, guys. If you don't do nothing else, please get the books because you will see my fight. I have one book called Behind the Fight, The Faith Fight of a Woman, okay? And it's a book about breaking fear from your flesh, breaking free from your flesh, finding true deliverance and healing from the Word of God. In this book, it talks about my struggles. Then there's another book I just recently released, guys. It's called Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties. This book, beloved, is about how I was knotted up, knitted up, and tied up. It's about lust, lies, and deceit. This book you have to get for your family and for yourself, because I want you to see the struggles I had to go through, because I was knitted up and tied up in a soulish tie, guys, for over 25 years or so. And that caused sickness in my body. And I strongly believe the moment I was able to forgive this young man and to let all that go, I received my healing. Because unforgiveness is not accepted in the kingdom of God. Amen. You may have unforgiveness in your heart today, and you may have something against your brethren or your sister today, but you got to love them before you leave this earth. And you got to forgive them. Amen. And so the other one is, this talks about the cancer. You're not your boobs, guys. This is my story, where I give God glory. And it shows you pictures, true pictures in here of me with my head shaved, okay? Showing you pictures of me. And it's showing you pictures of stage 4 breast cancer in January the 3rd, 2013, where you can look at these pictures. They're kind of graphic a little bit, but you can see the cancer eating my body. That's right. It is eating my body. Amen. I have pictures in here to show proof. Amen. Come on, somebody. So I want you to get these books. This is from my pictures I took with my iPhone December the 12th through December the 31st, 2012. It's when I took these graphic pictures. And guys, I tell you, they are graphic. So if you get the book, you're going to see that, okay? So go to Amazon. Go to Amazon and purchase the book, okay? Purchase the book. Amen? Amen. So I'm telling you, you can go to Serve It Up Now and order the book, okay? And I will send you the book personally, signed, and send it to you, okay? But again, I had to go through a fight with my body. Okay, I had to go through a fight with my body. Okay, and so on yesterday, guys, I was so excited because I went out yesterday and I decided I was going to go to the health food store, and I found out on yesterday, Mr. Alex, he's a Caucasian man who I met when I was fighting breast cancer, and I had already received a list from the Holy Ghost of the Living God of what I needed to go to the health store and pick up some herbs. And so I met Mr. Alex, and he has some things in there that he felt that I needed to try as well. He said he heard that many people was healed from cancer because they took these particular items. And so I took them, you know, religiously. I took the herbs that the Most High God showed me to take, and today there's no cancer in my body. And, you know, it feels good to hear my doctors, which I have the finest doctors in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It blessed me when I heard them say, you know, I was the top of their discussion every morning in the boardroom when they meet. They have their discussion, and they said they just still blown away. How can she be healed from that type of cancer? when I shouldn't have been living. And so that was a blessing. It really was. It was a blessing to even hear that. And that just brought them back to the reality that God is God. He gives the doctors ability to do their job. And so they got the answer to somebody. And, you know, I hope that when the doctors go into the operating room that they will ask the Most High God for his direction on how to help heal these patients or what they need to do, because that's like a mechanic who's working on a car. And our bodies are just like cars. If you wanna call an apple an apple, it is, you know. If you don't have the heart, you won't live. That's like the motor of the car. Amen? Huh? Then you see what I'm saying? You got to have the brain, you got to have a battery, you got to have a radiation in the car, You know what I'm saying? You got it. The car needs water. It needs oil, which is food to me. So I look at the body like I look at a car. If you don't take care of the car, it's going to put you down. The same thing with the body. And so I picked up some, as I was saying, I found out that he no longer worked there. He retired. And he's the owner of, I think, Richardson's Health Food Store here in Fort Worth, okay? The number is 817-294-1180. If you want to call there, if you're in the Fort Worth area, and you want to call and see what time they open, and you can go there and pick up some herbs for yourself, okay? So what I did was I went in on yesterday, and I decided that I want to pick up a few things because, guys, believe it or not, I took these items every day religiously, okay? I took them every day religiously. And so I'm telling you, they will make you feel good, okay? So the first one I took, guys, and what I bought on yesterday was garlic parsley. Now, garlic is pretty much like a plant. And what it's supposed to do, and I'm just going to say it, and hopefully, guys, if you are a doctor out there or you know more than me, you're free to comment below. But I'm not a health expert. I can only say what they done for me and that I'm healed from stage 4 breast cancer today, okay? The cancer is no longer in my lungs. They're not in my liver or my breast. So the cancer is gone. So garlic is supposed to help with the blood pressure. It's supposed to lower cholesterol. It's supposed to reduce risk of heart disease. Garlic for colds and flu. It's supposed to help the athletes perform better. Garlic is supposed to give you stronger bones, improve memory, and improve skin. Now, allegedly, okay, I'm just going to put that out there, allegedly, okay, because I don't want nobody trying to sue me, say, well, you told me this, and then da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, okay? Here we have the garlic, but toxicity, I think it said cause liver toxicity. So I'm not sure if you take a lot. That's what it's saying on Mr. Google. Okay, so I'm not sure of that, but I'm just saying what I took to boost my immune system and to help with the high blood pressure, and it's supposed to help with arthritis, toothaches, and constipation, and heart disease, all kind of different things. So, but I took garlic for years, okay, as I was, you know, walking towards my healing process. And I took it while I went through radiation. I took it while I went through chemo. Yes, I did. you see. Because one thing about chemo and radiation, it kills the cells, and it, sometimes it kills the good cells. And so while I was going through that, I said, I made a point to take herbs, and I prayed, and the Most High God showed me. I'll never forget, guys, I was sitting up at my desk in my office, and I had 4 chemo pills in my hand to take. And all of a sudden, in a vision, I saw my spirit leave my body. And I heard the voice of the Lord when it was a sheet of paper came down before my eyes in a vision. And it had all the herbs on it. And the Most High God said, I want you to start taking this in place of the chemo pills. And that's what I did, beloved. I took my last 4 and I started on my herbs. And I refuse any more chemo. And I think I showed on my YouTube channel the chemo bottles that I was taking. You know, the pills from that bottle. I think those pills was $400, but my copay was $40, something like that. I have to go back and look at all my notes, guys, because I don't want to mislead anybody with the wrong information. But I know what works for me and what I had to do to get my healing, because I was determined to get my healing. And I read enough. I seen enough. All miracles that God can do. And I knew, that, look here, the same God did it for them and healed them, he was going to heal me. And so I sought him for my healing, honey. I don't know about nobody else, but I sought him for my healing. Amen. And so that's one thing you got to understand, beloved. When you have a relationship with the Most High God, you know him for yourself. And you don't have to play around with this thing. You do exactly what he tells you to do. You follow the instructions of God. And that's what I did, and that's why I am healed today. Not taking anything from anybody else, you know, wanting to look like I'm more special than anybody else. No. Because the same God heal me can heal them or you. And a lot of time we wonder, well, a lot of my sisters and brothers have faith and strong faith, and they believe in God and they believed in their healing, but yet they died. That's because it was their time to go. And you have to look at it like that. Whatever God's will is for our life, we have to understand that is God's will. Amen. We have to understand that is God's will. Now, the next one I want to talk about is the folic acid. The folic acid, okay? Now, what the folic acid does is it helps make healthy red blood cells, which carry oxygen around the body. If we do not have enough folic acid, the body can make abnormally large red blood cells that do not work properly, okay? And this is called a deficiency. It's like anemic, which can cause tiredness and other symptoms. So that's why, beloved, it's very vital to take folic acid, okay? This is one of them that I took every day, okay, because I knew taking chemotherapy and radiation was destroying my good cells, and so therefore I had to get something, and I didn't know anything about folic acid until the Most High God showed me on a paper in a vision. This is what he wanted me to take, and so that's why I took it, because I trust God. When I can't trace God, come on, somebody. Amen? And I know there's a God for real, a for real God, because he showed me what to take. And I had to be obedient to what the Most High God wanted me to take, and that's what I did. And so today I have my healing, okay? And so this is another good one, guys, that you all can take, okay? So I'm just giving you some things that you can take that will help you along, okay? And so the other one is zinc copper. Amen. And so I like taking the zinc, okay? I think it helps with the cells as well, okay? It is saying that it reduces the amount of copper your body absorbs, okay? So I took this every day, guys. I took it. And in this zinc copper, I have amino acid, KELP, and pumpkin seeds. Okay, they're all mixed in one. So I take zinc copper. Okay, and so I've been taking this religiously for years. Okay. I think I was out of it a couple of months ago, and I keep saying, oh, I need to go by and get this. I need to never go by to get it. I even took vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D, vitamin A, beetroot, selenium, you know, different things. I took a lot of things, fish oil. I took a lot of things, guys. I can go on and on and on about what I took, guys. And this is something, guys, that you have to really understand that you're going to need this kind of stuff. Amen. I took shark liver oil. And I don't think they sell that shark liver oil anymore, because I think they said that they were catching too many of them, and then they want to at least let them breathe a little bit more before, you know, they continue to make the shark liver oil. That was good. That was 500 milligram, and I took that religiously. And black seed oil, okay, that's the black cumin seed oil. That helps with inflammation in your body, as well as turmeric. Turmeric is really good too. I took those for a while. Okay, yes, I did. I took those, but that zinc and everything, it helps with your immune system. Okay, it, in other words, helps support your immune system. So these are things that I learned to take after being diagnosed breast cancer, and I give God all the glory. I give God all the glory because through his Holy Spirit, he showed me what I needed to go and get to help restore my body back to itself. And I had to go through a lot of surgeries, you know, but I went through them. I'm fine today. And I thank the Most High God for allowing me to be here today. Amen. Because I know one day I got to leave here. You know, I'm not afraid of dying because I know I got to leave here. We all got to leave here. If you were born of a woman, baby, you finna leave, okay? You're going to leave here. So we can't get wrapped up and tied up and scared, being scared of death. Death's going to come to us all. And death is sure, but are we? Amen? We got to be sure that we are ready. And know one day we're going to leave. We could be here today on this podcast and be gone today. Huh? It's very possible, beloved, that we can be gone today. And that's why, beloved, we got to understand, if we don't understand nothing else, God loves us. He loves us and he wants us healthy. But these bodies are like cars. Uh-huh. They are going to perish. You know those old 60 cars? You might have a few of them around today. But you don't see that many 60 cars around anymore. Because they perish. They're like a body. Things don't last forever. Bodies don't last forever. Now, we're going to get our glorious bodies. That's something to shout about. But these earthly bodies got to go back to the ground from which they came. And when we understand that, beloved, and live truth, we will see that that's part of life. But why rush this body to the ground when we could take care of our bodies? When we can really take care of our bodies, we have to learn how to take care of our bodies, beloved. A lot of people don't want to take care of their bodies. They want to eat everything and then holler the devil. It's not the devil causing you to eat those Twinkies and cakes and cupcakes and donuts and fried greasy food and all kind of stuff. It's not the devil. It's you. It's your lust in your flesh that's craving for them things, that has a hold of you mentally. So it causes you to crave these things, and then before you know it, your mouth is open and you're chopping away. You're chewing down. Instead of, beloved, rebuking that craving habit and making a choice to want to, guys, want to, and get what I say now, making a choice to want to live a healthy life. I've noticed as I started getting older, I feel a little ache here once in a while. And then I look back and laugh at my mom, and my mom is no longer here. I love her. And my dad, they always complain about a little ache and a little ache. And I'm looking at him like, sure. Wow. I wish they were here today so I could say, y'all know what? I know what y'all felt. Because some days I get a little ache and pain in my little body. Because your body going to give you warnings. Just like a car give you warning when it needs some oil, it's going to tell you that. When the battery getting ready to go out, it's going to tell you that. Huh? When it needs some oil and water and air in the tire, it tells you all of that. It gives you warnings. And your body is the same thing, beloved. It gives you warnings. It tells you, look here now, I need some water. Look here now, I need some food. Look here, you know, it tells you everything that you need. Amen. So I pray today that you enjoy the podcast today. I just want to talk about the temple, the body, and the health, amen, how we should keep these bodies. And so if you are striving to get in better shape, change the way you eat. You got to change your mind, first of all. It first takes place in the mind, because wherever the mind go, that's where the body going to follow. So change that mind and change the way you think about yourself and see yourself. Amen? Think positive. The Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think positive over your life, guess what? You're going to have everything good that's going to come your way. Huh? Glory be to God. Well, with that said, I got to go. I got to go. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Love you. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.